TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi. Hi, hi. What's happening? I feel like we just did a radio show. You know?
Yeah.
It always feels like that when we start Share Funny, like we had just ended another show, start this one. It's like a, what do you call it? We're binging.
Yeah.
We're binging. Alexis, you mad because I called you a narcissist?
No.
You act like it.
I'm not mad at you.
I didn't say mad at me necessarily, just mad. You look like you got a bad attitude over there.
Because I was drinking water.
Uh-huh.
Does that put you in a bad mood?
Can't even drink water. Oh, I never get mad.
Oh. Okay. Ace.
Yep.
I'm asking you this rhetorically because I know the answer, but okay. Do you like fruit?
Yeah.
You do. You love fruit, right?
Yes.
Rob? You don't eat fruit very much, do you?
Apples. That's about it.
Assholes?
Apples.
What? I thought you said assholes.
That's his favorite
apples.
Fruit.
Apples. Oh.
Do you like fruit? Assholes.
Assholes are my favorite fruit. What? Is that an asshole tree?
Yeah, I worked in an orchard when I was young.
Assholes.
It's an asshole shrub.
And I like fruit. But
where are we going?
Oh,
with
I already know
Alexis
where this is going.
Alexis comes in with big fruits every day, big bowls of fruit. And like this morning, it was blatant. She comes in with her bowl of fruit and two forks, giving Riggins his whatever he wants of it. Here's, I brought you a fork. Try this. I'll share this with you. I didn't see her offer any of it to you, Ace.
Nope.
I know she didn't offer any to me or bring me a fork or you a fork
so
to
the,
do it.
You're saying, TJ, if I may, mm-hmm. that the person who is always saying, who's what we're going to do? Can I have that? Can I have that?
Where's
can I have
mine?
That? Hasn't brought anything for.
I haven't brought anything?
You today.
What do you have in your coffee cup right now?
Café Bustelo.
You have Café Bustelo, right?
Yeah.
Did you go buy that at the grocery store?
I did not.
Who brought that?
I don't know who brings the rest of the coffee every damn
the
day.
The coffee fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You brought that for everybody.
I brought that for everybody.
Did you bring that fruit for everybody? Did you bring a little bit of fruit for everybody?
Well, no, I didn't know you guys loved fruit like that.
Oh, well, now you do.
Well, now I do, so.
It's because we talk about it. We shop at the same store. Yeah, it is. Because we talk about the.
I brought all kinds of candies and cookies.
You've never asked me for if I could have a bite of those delicious sandwiches you have sometimes. You never offer me a bite.
That's true. Good point.
Well, I think there's a little bit of difference between taking a bite off of somebody's sandwich.
But he also
sandwich.
Didn't come in here and cut off a hunk for somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. Say, here, I brought you this, but I'm not going to offer anybody else any.
So let me ask this. When Rob brought pizza slice to Riggins and I was upset, you guys came down on me saying that it was ridiculous that I was upset about that.
Yes.
Why is this any different?
Well, because he brought that specifically for Riggins.
And I also brought...
And you brought your fruit and chose to only share your fruit with Riggins.
No, yesterday at the grocery store, I bought kiwis and I specifically thought of Riggins.
Okay.
And
it's
I said, I'm going to buy kiwis because Riggins loves them and we're going to have a new fruit today.
That's okay.
I feel my vitamin C spiking.
Right?
I feel so good. And it was right. because it, we had specifically talked about the fruit, and then Rob and I have, yeah. had talked about that specific restaurant.
Care. It's no big deal.
No, because I just proved you wrong.
No, you didn't.
You guys said, I don't bring anything for anybody. I said, I brought coffee. Then I said, oh, well, when Rob did the same thing, it was fine that he did it.
Did you bring that that Spanish coffee for us or for you?
No, for you guys.
We benefited from your bringing that for yourself.
If I wanted to bring it for myself, I wouldn't have gone and bought a brand new coffee to keep at home for myself.
Right.
So I brought it for y'all with all of my love and all of my good intentions.
But you know what I really love?
You just pooped on it.
What I really, really love? I love Clementines, a.k.a. Cuties.
Cuties. I know they were called cuties. Yeah.
Would you like a cutie?
Oh, I wouldn't eat one now if I was starving in the desert.
My
God.
You take your cuties?
I would not even dare. No. I have some pride left. Missy. No way. Mm-hmm. Not if it were the last morsel of sustenance on earth.
When you brought Ace that coffee cup that he has, that's really cool. Did you bring all of us a coffee cup?
That's a good point.
I did.
No, you did not, because I don't have one.
But y'all were acting like idiots, so I broke them all. I destroyed them. I destroyed them.
She makes a valid point.
Okay. No big deal.
Yeah, no.
I'll never bring it up again. I barely noticed.
Oh, my Lanta.
I figured you'd be griping about all of your little toys over there that were not in the right spot and everything.
Who messed this up?
I did, because I was dusting everything the other day.
I was just looking.
I didn't mess them up. I just didn't know how to get them back to where they were.
And why did you put
the two? Because I was dusting.
Why'd you put the two girls back to back?
I just stuck them up there. I figured you could put them in the arrangement that they needed to be in your little miniature doll collection over there.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
He put the little protectors around the football. I love it.
I didn't even know what protectors are. Or
I
just put them up there.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he was just sticking stuff up there and didn't know that he was putting protectors around things.
Yeah.
You knew.
You knew.
You did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, I'm like, that's not how I left it.
You were just thinking that?
Yeah, maybe like 10 minutes ago.
I did that shit 3 days ago. And you were going to say just a minute ago how observant you are?
Yeah, remember you didn't notice you didn't have a trash can for a week?
Okay, well, that's different.
It's not that she didn't have a trash can, Rob.
That's right. It was taken away from
her. She lost her trash can privileges.
And why was that again?
Because you threw wet stuff and food in your waste paper basket.
I never put wet stuff in there.
So you lost your trash can privileges.
He's mad because I put an orange peel in there, and he said that it was only for, what did you say?
Paper.
No, that wasn't what you
said.
Dry. Wrappings. And I said, this is a wrapping. It's a wrapping of an orange.
Yeah. Well, maybe I wouldn't have been so upset by that being in the trash can if you would have offered me a piece of it. Did you ever think about that?
I just can't get over the fact that he revoked your trash can privileges.
And Mr. Todd's next.
Oh, by God, do it again.
Do it again.
Oh.
Yeah. There's some stuff in my trash can that I don't know where it came from. Let's see. Tin foil.
Oh, it's dry. It's fine.
I don't know.
It's dry. It's a ball of aluminum foil. So, yeah, there's no juice coming out of it.
Did you put it in there? Is that why you're
saying? No, I didn't.
I did.
That's Alexis's.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. She was eating that sandwich wrapped in that yesterday.
Yeah, you told me it was a poor man's Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
That doesn't sound like him.
Yeah. See, it's like everything that I do, it doesn't matter what I do.
Well, that's not only you, though, because for years he's told me, I'll bring a sandwich wrapped in tinfoil. He's like, your poor man's Ziploc bag.
But that's just what it's called. It's not the... I mean,
it's called Poor Man Ziploc.
That's what they sell it in the store.
Right.
It's Poor Man's Ziploc.
Can you point me to your Poor Man Ziploc?
He's judging.
No, I'm not.
He's definitely judging.
They called it where I grew up. They would say, look at him with a Poor Man Ziploc, Poor Man sandwich bag, piece of foil.
Isn't foil more expensive than like one Ziploc bag?
No. It's just a figure of speech.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to argue or anything.
Yeah, I know. I get it. You know what you should do?
Shut up.
See how many of those see how many of those little pieces of tiny urns you can fit in your mouth at one time. And then whistle.
I can't even whistle without oranges in my mouth.
Yeah, did you ever play Chubby Bunny? You stuff the marshmallows in your mouth. No. See how many marshmallows you can and still say Chubby Bunny?
No. Big marshmallow?
You fit a lot more than you think. They
kind of melt too in there. Yeah. They mold through your mouth.
I've seen people get a lot of marshmallows in there.
You could choke on them too.
You could also choke and die.
When y'all roast marshmallows, do you catch them on fire and blow it out and keep roasting them that way or slowly turn it just until it browns?
Turning it.
A lot of times I like to catch it on fire. I like it when it's the ends are kind of black and charred.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
I don't like black fire.
My dad would take it and just put it right in the fire and let it catch on fire and watch it burn until it got black and then blow it out and eat it.
It's like a coal.
I know.
I don't mind if part of it is black.
No, you got to take your time with it.
Hold on, one thing I take my time with.
Have y'all ever taken, well, you can't do this unless you have a gas stove, but taken a mini marshmallow and put it on a toothpick and toast it over a burner?
No.
I have not.
That's pretty good. If you just want a little bit of a sweet taste after a meal or something, you're trying to eat clean.
Like an electric burner, you can do that?
No, so you can't do it on an electric burner. You have to have a gas stove.
I don't have a gas stove.
One little mini marshmallow on the end of a toothpick.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's your dessert.
Can I do that over a candle?
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, that would be.
But I wouldn't use a skinned candle. No. But do it over a regular candle. Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I picture all the candles in your apartment being those that are glass that have pictures around the outside of them. What kind of candles do you call those?
What kind of pictures?
Do what?
What kind of pictures?
Just, I don't know, scenery and the moon and all of those kind of things.
All of your candles have pictures around the outside of them?
I thought you were talking about like the Jesus candles because all Hispanic people have those. That is what you were saying, wasn't it?
Absolutely not what I was saying.
I knew it.
That's what I was thinking.
See?
Why must everything be about race with you, Alexis? My God.
That's what you do.
Well, here's the question.
I have one of those candles myself.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Where is it?
It's got David, what's his name?
Koresh.
Goliath.
Oh, God.
David, son of Solomon.
From Schitt's Creek.
Oh,
Levy.
Dave. What's his character's name? David.
Oh,
shit.
David Schitt?
No. Whatever. Anyway, it's that character is on the candle. And you got a it comes with a little wire hook thing on it that once the candle burns down, isn't that what you use to reach down with the match to be able to light it again?
And so but it's like the glass has the picture on it.
Yeah,
right?
And it's kind of, it's rough texture on the outside.
I have one of those too.
But Alexis tried to make it a racial
because
thing.
That's not what you were trying to ask me.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
It absolutely.
Do you guys
was.
Believe that that's what he was trying to ask me?
No.
Riggins.
What was I trying to ask? Something
you were
about
trying
Hispanic
to,
people?
Yeah, you wanted to make sure, you wanted to say that I had a Jesus candle. Jesucristo. Candela con Jesucristo.
Whoa, what? No. Yeah, I want to learn that.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Cristo is Christ.
Jesucristo. Jesus Christ.
Give me both
Jesus
words.
Jesus Christo.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like Jesucristo.
Yeah. Jesus Christo.
Jesus Christo.
You don't pronounce that last S?
No, it's Jesucristo.
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 Yeah.
Give me a minute. I got to go talk to Jesucristo.
But no, I'm TJ. I don't have
Jesus
Jesus
Christo. Shut up.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
No, I just figure, because they make all kinds of those things.
Right.
Catholics use those, right? Not just Hispanic Catholics. Don't other Catholics use them, Riggins? No.
No. It's just Hispanic.
Do white Catholics use them?
It's funny that's meant to be share. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Hey, it's Ace. And one of the things that I've been working on a lot lately is my mental health, learning how to handle situations better so that I don't feel overwhelmed from time to time with all the things that are going on. It can be stressful to even think about tackling your stress, but I found something called Noom Mood. It's a journey to mental wellness, but you take it one step at a time. They guide you through everything and teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. That's one of the best parts. They hold your hand all the way through. You have coaches to help you, and it's very accessible, very convenient. It only takes 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever, wherever with the Noom app. Reason I got into it, I've got a friend who's on the Noom weight loss program. He's lost 36 pounds and says it's phenomenal. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I mean, why can't it just be a happy medium? We were just talking about the big chain pharmacy that I go to for my medications, and I like it.
Yeah,
I love and I love their various locations throughout U.S. America that I've been. And I'll just say it: it's Walgreens. All right, Walgreens. But when it is time to refill a prescription, or when it is time to pick up a prescription, or when there is a problem with the filling of a prescription, why do they have to call and text so many times?
Yeah, I know.
And then they say you can opt out. But I do want the reminders. I just don't need a reminder three or four times a day. It's like, okay, we're going to remind you. We're sending this text. Your prescriptions are ready. And it doesn't say respond to say you got it. It just says, well, for any questions, hit this or that. Yeah. So, okay. Well, I may not be coming in there till the next day.
Maybe.
But they will just boom, boom, call, text, call, machine, text, call, machine, text. I mean, it just wears me out.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
If you have push notifications on their app, they'll also send you an app notification as well.
Oh, God.
I'll give you something that's similar that drives me crazy. When you have a doctor's appointment, the doctor will email you and text you, hey, you've got an appointment coming up. Be sure to confirm and, you know, do the sign-in thing early. Okay, I'll get to that later. Within an hour or two later, you get again, ba-bam, ba-bam, mm-hmm. ba-bam. And until you go and do it, they'll hit you from both sides all day long, every day. Bam, bam, mm-hmm. bam, bam, bam. And it just like,
well, I had to do that.
Okay, I feel it the same form every stupid time I come to your stupid office.
I did that for the first time. My doctor's office just sent that, you know, get the app and go check in before. And they make it like you're going to save so much time. But I think what the main purpose of that is that they want to go ahead and get their money.
Oh, sure.
For the copay.
Yeah, they get
so you
that
pay it there, and then if something happens and you don't show up, then you know they still get paid or whatever. Because I went through and gave me all my medications that I take and to see if I'm, you know, if you're still taking this and taking, you know, if you still take that. For me, it's like Nexium. Are you still taking your sleep medic? You know, you still, whatever. And I went through the whole process, checked in, got to the doctor the other day. They said, we see you've already checked in online, so you're you know, time to have a seat and we'll call you. And they call me back. The nurse that led me back there sits down, starts asking me, so on your medications, are you blah, 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 blah? And I said, yeah. I said, but I checked in online. I went through all of that. And she goes, but we still have to ask you, you know, face to face about your medication. So I said, so it doesn't do any good to do the check-in beforehand on the app. She goes, no, I wouldn't fool with that.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
The only thing it does for me is that you still have to fill out the paperwork when you get there if you don't do it. So you've got to answer the same questions on this little electronic pad that they have, which just saves me the hassle of doing it. It's just annoying.
You ever try to look up porn on that thing?
Well, no, it doesn't do anything but let you check the boxes and stuff.
I didn't do it. I just asked. I've never seen one.
I mean, I've got my phone.
I figure it's just an iPad, right? Because if you did, what I was saying, it'd be a funny joke to play.
Oh.
Like you look it up, and then when you go hand it back to them at the front desk, at the counter of the doctor's office, boom, it's four.
Yeah. Got it.
Look, porn.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, they would find that hilarious.
Yeah. Pee my pants laughing at that.
But I just wish that you could fill a thing out at Walgreens to say, yes, send me one reminder every, like if you send me a reminder and I don't respond or come pick up that medicine in 5 days, send me another one.
Yeah.
Or 3 days even. I don't need a text and then a call every single time. What are you, Adam?
You're right.
Except Adam does it the other way. Calls. Then texts.
Yep. You free?
Say, no, baby. No.
No, man. Do they, in the notification that you get, do they tell you what kind of medicine, like your ass medicine is ready to pick up?
Yeah.
Do they?
Uh-huh. Your ass medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you have? Ass medicine?
Well, it's hand to ass medicine.
HTA.
Mm-hmm.
This is Walgreens calling about your ass medicine. Mm.
Your shit's messed up. You better come get it.
But I don't even know. Like when you start taking generic medications, I don't even know what any of it's called. Whatever the generic version of Nexium is, I don't need.
You take generic?
Yeah,
same thing.
Are you poor?
I am because my insurance won't pay it. Obamacare is not paying it.
Really? Your insurance doesn't pay for that?
Not name brands. So once it goes generic, you know, you and I have the same insurance. Yeah. So, yeah.
They say you better go get some Tums.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm very blessed. I don't have any daily medicine that I have to take. But I never know the names.
She's on fire over here. I don't know if you guys are picking up any of this.
Let me finish. I don't have anything like for a physical deal, but. Right, I never know the name. The doctor always asks that, what medications are you on? The only thing that I take is this anxiety medication. I don't know what it is. It's just the anxiety medication the doctor gave me. Which one is it? I don't know. I probably should know that.
You mean when regular people ask you, what are you on?
When like the doctor. Like,
okay, well, you're looking at it right there, your chart. You can't see?
No, this is like the therapist asking me about the what medication. I'm
You like, should know what you're taking.
He's like, which one are you on? I don't know, dude. The one the doctor gave me. It's
one of the main ones people get arrested for having without a prescription.
Right.
It's just a serious one.
I have a prescription. I don't look at the bottle. She said, take this. Let's try this one first. Great.
Crazy pills.
What am I going to do? Argue with her about it? Nope. I'm going to take her word for it.
So at your doctor's office, the nurse can prescribe medication?
No.
Oh, I thought you said this is the one she gave you.
That's not funny, Ace or TJ.
I didn't say a thing.
You was guffawing.
Oh, because it's a funny joke. That is a funny joke.
See, the joke is that women are only nurses and not doctors.
Because I didn't get either. I was just sitting here thinking to myself, did I say nurse? I don't.
That's so funny.
Please don't send us an email.
Come on.
My stomach hurts so bad from laughing right now.
Is it so funny you forgot to laugh?
Yeah, it's so funny.
You said that. You said that on the swings today. But I mean, see, I just realized what an old person thing to be doing, griping about how much the pharmacy bugs you about your medicine,
and you didn't opt out of it. You're like, oh, well, I still want to get them. It's like, well, okay,
but I want one. To just tell me that it's ready. That's all I need to know. It's ready. Come pick it up. So that way I don't have to, because I don't live close to it anymore. I have to drive from here to there and then out to the country home. So I want to waste 15 minutes just driving over there going, hey, I'm here to pick up my subscription. And they're like, oh, it's not ready yet.
Yeah.
All I want is that one. Your subscriptions are ready. But I don't need to know about it. Tell me about insurance shit, not paying for something when I get there. I'll be like, oh, okay, whatever.
I make myself feel better by looking at it this way, too. It's a text message. Like, if I ever find myself getting upset about it, it's when I was like, it's nothing to it. I just hit it and close it, and it goes away. That's, you know, I don't care.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're the epitome of patience and understanding.
I know.
I'm not like that.
That's what I'm working on.
I'm not like that.
It's a focal point of my life these days.
It's not the text. If it were just the text by themselves, it would be all right. But it's the text and then the calling. And they leave messages to these damn machines. Yeah. They leave a message.
And they're long voicemail messages.
Yeah, using up all my minutes.
Yeah, you got to get like a local pharmacist that don't even have like that's a what text I
had.
System.
That's what I had.
Out in the country, they probably got one, don't they?
No.
Yeah.
No closer than what this one is. And I like the service of the thing. I just don't like the bugging.
They're giving you offers out in the country. Like, tell you what, this month we're going to give you 30 pills for the price of 20. Mm-hmm. How's that sound? We'll keep this last 10 off the books.
Our country pharmacist, you know, is working out of a raggedy-ass minivan.
For real.
The kind of guy you could call in the middle of the night and tell him, I need to get a script. All right, let's go. Meet you up there.
Yeah, our pharmacist in Salisbury growing up was not a Walgreens or a city. It was like some bootleg little in a strip mall.
Yeah. Well, my pharmacist for years and years was just right here down the road across from like right next to the post office over there.
Mm-hmm.
But he went out of business because of COVID. Yeah. He got COVID. No, it was during the COVID. But yeah, and it was... it was a, you know, hometown.
Sure.
Feel. Although, I was going to say, you know, he knew us, we knew him, all that. His name's Doug. But at the Walgreens, they know me in there. But it's not from my working in there or doing so much work with them as much as me just being so damn famous around here.
Well...
So fans of the show now know about my ass medicine.
Yeah. Oh, he must need his ass medicine.
Oh, my God. He's...
Post haste.
He's sitting on a hemorrhoid the size of a pogo ball.
Big hemorrhoid. Big ol' hemorrhoid.
Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So we are on vacation next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you will still get fresh Share Funny materials. Oh, didn't mean to do that.
That was a little ring for emphasis.
We've recorded up a bunch of fresh Share Funnies so you can have them while we're gone, because we know how much you love it.
Tomorrow's Share Funny is very special.
It's very easy to do, too, and we didn't complain about it one bit, having to stay late every day and record Share Funnies to run. And tomorrow is going to be the Share Funny that we record tonight in front of a live audience as opposed to a dead audience.
We don't know.
That wouldn't be good at all. Nobody would even know we had an audience if they were deceased.
Yeah.
Probably smell that in there.
Honestly, I've got a feeling that place is going to be packed tonight.
What are we doing about parking? Is parking good there? Is there plentiful of parking at this place, Ace? You're the one scouting it out and doing all the logistics.
A lot of the parking is across the street.
Oh. Do the people that own the place across the street know that?
Yeah, there's a parking spot across the street there. But there is a parking lot on the side of the building. You can park right there. So I don't know.
Enough for the size of our audience?
No.
Yeah. Enough so for us?
You got to get there early. Like, I know you and I are going to be there at 4 o'clock or so, Rob.
Yeah,
and
then, so I'll be good. Okay, yeah, good. So
you should be good. They don't open until 4. Show starts at 6.
Okay.
You're going to get towed.
Me? I know. No, there's parking right around it right there. But if you get there early.
You have to walk like right around it? Like it's a long way
across
walk?
Across the street?
Oh, okay.
Or, you know.
I was like, if it's around the corner, that sounds kind of scary.
You gonna get out.
I might just have to get the helicopter.
Can you swing down to Fort Mill and get me too? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you come pick me up too?
In the helicopter?
Yeah.
No. It's a helicopter for one. It's tiny.
And so how's Jody gonna come?
She's not.
That's a lot.
Or she can try to drive. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I got to be there for the show.
Yeah, there's a parking lot on the side of the building, and then there's parking directly across the street.
Oh, I don't like city parking.
Parking stresses
me out. Oh, my God.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, I'm going to get towed.
You will. That'll be your luck.
I'm going to get booted and towed.
They're going to boot you, then tow you.
Right before vacation, too. I'm not going to be able to go on vacation. I'm going to be impounded.
I'm going to pull it up here. What do they call that, Riggins? What's it called? Google, the car that drives around.
Google Street Earth.
Street View. Thank you. That's a
Google Street.
I'm looking at it right now as well.
Isn't that part of children's learning? Google Street.
Probably.
Rob, do you want to come pick me up?
I might be able to swing that.
Oh, that'd be great.
You're going to get there early.
You have to get there early.
I have to get there early anyways.
What time are you going to be there?
I was going to be there at 5.
Oh, he's going to be there at 4.
Well, that's fine, I guess.
interested in
changing your tune a little bit.
But if it's going to save me driving.
Is he going to take you home too? Or you get?
Yes.
I thought your friend was coming.
Camille?
Yeah, she could take you home.
Yeah, but she doesn't live close to me.
I wonder if I take you home.
But she could. I could tell her that she needs to.
Crazy Camille.
Yeah, the parking lot beside their building isn't the biggest, but yeah, I think there's enough room for us.
See, I wasn't one to get there early. And I know Riggins.
You want me? You want me to double park for you then?
Yes,
that's a good idea. Then Rob gets towed too.
Yeah, just pull it in sideways like a cruise ship.
All right, I'm looking at it right now.
You know,
let's see.
So the latest street view is 2020, but it looks like they were building like a maybe a larger parking lot on the right side of the building. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
How long is it going to take me to get there? Like, how long is it from here to there and from the radio studio?
40 minutes.
Yeah, 35 minutes or so.
Oh, that's not bad.
I want to see what mine is now.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll see what mine is now.
Yeah, so there's parking directly across the street.
Yeah.
All right, so... It'll be, it'll be
fun. Are there cartels? You know, I've been watching Better Call Saul the last season.
Ooh, like
I'm all, I'm looking for the cartel everywhere.
You're not on my way there. Sorry, can't pick you up.
I didn't want to go with you anyway.
You a lie.
I was going to be there at 4 o'clock. What was I going to do for 2 hours?
Also, yeah. I was just kidding, but fine.
From this building right now, TJ, it would take you 36 minutes to get.
All right. How much would a goober cost if I went? If I took a goober.
Let me see how much a goober would cost.
I'm sure they would love being called. Goober. For all your kids.
Hey, let's just, hey man, let's not drive. Let's just get a goober. Goober Eats.
That's what it is.
Pretty pricey.
At this moment, it's going to cost you $35.
But it'll be more. Tip.
But it's going to be more at 5 o'clock in 5 o'clock traffic. Yeah, unless I know you like to ride in comfort. So Uber Comfort right now would be $58.33.
Yeah, I'm not going to take a Goober.
I told y'all that damn Uber that I took to get out of that concert the other night was like $58 to drive 3 miles.
No, thank you.
You know, you got 35,000 people, 30,000 people, whatever, getting out of there at one time. It's like Uber was like, we're going to charge more.
So are Goobers now as expensive as cabs? I mean, because that was part of the in the beginning stages, it was a lot cheaper than paying for a cab.
I haven't taken a cab in a while, but I think the price has got to be, I would think, pretty similar, because $38 is a pretty expensive ride.
Wouldn't cabs have also gone up in price?
I don't know. I mean, I never take cabs anywhere unless I'm in like a city like New York or Chicago or somewhere like that.
Yeah, anything with that deals around fuel costs is more expensive.
Yeah, it's going to be more.
Mm-hmm. Can I just zoom in my part?
My part.
Sure.
That needs to be a new character thing for me, a character trait, that I'm always just a head on a video screen. Like I'm never anywhere in person.
Like that other, and then even in here, and like that other radio show, we would just have a stand up of you that would sit in the room so we could see you.
No, you just put a monitor in here that my face comes up on, and then we video that monitor. So that's what, like it would be a video of a video shot.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It is pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
People don't care. You know, they don't care if you're. As long as the show is funny.
Yeah, they're just listening to the show.
They don't give one shit, much less two.
Nah, man.
But then it would be situations like, you know, live events and things that would. Do you think, Riggins, if you worked from home all the time, that you would dread live events more or less?
That's a good question. Probably more,
because you would be so stuck in, you know, being at home even more. Yeah.
Even though it's hard to, it's hard to imagine dreading it any more than I do. But no, it would probably, it would probably be tougher.
Is that something you think you would enjoy working from home?
Oh God, yes.
Really?
Mm-mm. Oh God, it's the only thing I want. Mm-mm. It's the only thing.
It's not.
I don't like it.
I'm not a big fan.
Hell yeah.
I don't think it's something I would want to do every day.
I can't get stuff done. I don't have enough self-discipline to make myself sit down and do the work.
See, I would enjoy it, working from home, if my home were in a different place. If my home were at the beach, then I would enjoy working from home more than just where it is now. If I knew whenever we turned off the microphones for the day, I took my earbuds out and walked out to the beach with a chair and a nice chest full of beer, I would enjoy that.
Sure.
But just out there with Jody in the country, no.
It's more like a horror movie.
Because it's in the country, but it's not secluded.
Because you have neighbors.
You have neighbors, yeah. Neighbors in close proximity.
So now you wouldn't, rather than drive the 15 minutes it takes you every day, you wouldn't rather work out of your house?
If this were a fancy studio, then no, I would rather come in here.
Yeah. But as it is now, you'd rather work out of your house?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I need a place to go. I like having places to go.
And
I wish I was going to a fancy studio, but I'm not.
But it's also a selfless thing for me because I know y'all enjoy seeing me so much and being in my presence.
It's true.
I wouldn't want to deprive y'all of that unless I just, had the ultimate opportunity, which would be to live at the beach or something.
Rob, you are such a kiss ass.
I would say the same thing about you as well. You are
such a kiss ass.
I wouldn't want you to be on Zoom. I'd like to see you every day.
I cannot even deal. I would miss you so much, TJ.
I would miss you too, Alexis. Don't be a dick.
Sheesh, teacher's pet over here. Do you have an apple for TJ that you brought in?
You are such a... And we'll start calling him K.A. Rob. Instead of Tech B. Rob. Kiss ass Rob.
Damn.
If he did have an extra apple, he would have already shared it with us.
Mm-hmm. I would have shared it with TJ because I'm such a kiss ass.
I know you would. Probably bring him pizza too.
That's great.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration cares about getting you back into your house or your office once a disaster has happened. You know how you would describe a disaster? Disastrous. If a disastrous disaster happened in your home where you had one or more rooms destroyed by, say, a fire, a flood, something like that, then Paul Davis Restoration's emergency technicians could come over there and just completely shock you with how efficient they are and get everything back to the way it was before the disastrous disaster happened. And you'll be like, you can't even tell a disastrous disaster happened in here, thanks to Paul Davis Restoration. So go to acetj.com/PaulDavis. And I don't know whether the people from Paul Davis are going to be there tonight at our live show or not. Because, I
haven't heard. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably so. You know why? Because Paul love it. Yeah. Paul love it. Yeah. Which, by the way, I've been so busy this week, or as my Nana would say in Jonesboro, Louisiana, I've been so busy. I forgot all about that.
About what?
Really? Like, it's just like I'll go hours and somebody will remind me, oh, you got this to do, or this is that night, or this is that day. And I'm going to probably need a 30-minute heads up, Rob, today on this Zoom call we've got with the business people and stuff, because I keep forgetting about that. I even have an alert in my phone, I'm sure, that'll pop up, but. It's 2 o'clock Zoom. Is it a Zoom call or just a Zoom?
It's a Zoom.
It's a Zoom.
Zoom.
Zoom meeting.
Why do the nerds have to name shit such stupid things?
Zoom, Zoom.
Zoom. Why is it called a Zoom? Why can't they come up with something cooler than that?
Like Skype or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Skype really shit the bed.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing they billed for was for this pandemic, and then Zoom was like, yeah, you're done. Skype was like, you son of a bitch. We've been doing this for a decade. We were there for you.
Yeah.
And Zoom was like, yeah, we don't care about you anymore. We're taking over. Everybody that invested.
That way, how did it happen?
Well, I mean, Skype was the video conferencing service.
Everything, yeah.
And then.
Oh, but they weren't partnered with Zoom people. Zoom people was competitor. They just came in and dominated.
They didn't take advantage of the moment. Where everybody was having to do it, where Microsoft did. And they said, here's how you're going to connect with people now, through Zoom. And people are like, oh, make it easy. Skype was like, shit, somebody dropped the ball. Somebody dropped the ball in the most enormous way ever.
Was Zoom any different, though, than Skype as far as...
Not really.
Where, is it better quality? Can you conference more people? Nothing. It's just the exact same thing.
Basically.
Just one's Microsoft and the other has been doing... And Microsoft stole their idea or copied their idea.
It's a video conferencing service that Skype had down to a science. I mean, that was their thing.
The crazy part is that Zoom and Teams are both owned by... Teams and Skype are both owned by Microsoft, but Teams is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Teams sucks. I hate Teams.
It's so difficult to use.
Yeah. I just looked this up. June of 2011, they raised $3 million of seed money. In May of 2012, they changed the name to Zoom, influenced by Thatcher Hurd's children's book, Zoom City. Not familiar.
Thatcher Hurd.
But in 2021, their net income was $672 million.
Damn.
They started. Ten years before that, they started with $3 million. 10 years later, they profited. Their net was $672.
That's the funds that you save in order to do in vitro fertilization should be called seed money.
I know.
Isn't that nasty sounding? Seed money. Ugh.
Here's my seed money.
Here. Take this seed money and run with it.
I paid for all that seed.
How about
that's so gross.
I know, doesn't it sound gross? Yeah.
Give me your seed right now.
What the hell is
God, don't say that. Money.
That's disgusting.
Hey, just you got $5? Can you spare $5 for some seed money?
Oh, I paid for that seed.
I saved up all my money. For his seed.
Hey, some expensive ass seed.
Seed money shot.
Damn right.
You got me looking it up.
Seed money?
No, really. Here's one of the things. Now you have me curious. They point out Zoom offers far more robust business features than Skype and is the hands-down winner in the Zoom versus Skype showdown. With Zoom, you can hold meetings with up to 1,000 people. Okay. Skype limits it to 100 participants. So that's why Zoom, in an era when nobody was going to the office, you could converse with our, you know, project your image, whatever, to 1,000 people at one time in one big mass meeting. So you could do the entire country instead of being able to use Skype. But Skype's still worth $3 billion.
It also begs the question, who is Zooming who?
Who's Zooming who?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. But I would think FaceTime would be better now than it, you know, better quality than it, you know, has been than it is.
Well, they keep improving it.
Well, it's hard though, because it's still, you try to talk to somebody on FaceTime, there's always going to be some where there's a delay or what, or
now you can FaceTime with people who don't have iPhones too.
Ooh, who would want to do that?
I hate when someone doesn't have an iPhone. I don't know why. Yeah. It annoys me.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I want your green text messages in my thread.
Mm-hmm. No green in my threads. Hell no. Adam.
Get your green out of here.
Yeah, for real.
When there's that one person that causes the message to have to be green.
It used to be Riggins.
Used to be that person until he learned and made better decisions.
But I don't doubt I don't doubt what Riggins says about the iPhone being far less of a phone quality than the phones that he had.
Oh, yeah, because those, you can do so much on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't need to do all that.
Exactly.
Just send a text
message.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't need all of that. But I can see where those other phones would be better. And that iPhone is kind of just the good branding and how they tie the phones into the computers and, and their mobile devices and all of that stuff. I get it. They're all a bunch of damn nerds anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. I love an Apple product.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do, Rob. We all do. It's a love-hate relationship. Just like this brand new phone that I've got. It's a damn top of the line, man. 13 Pro is what it's called. But that sumbitch is heavy. And it ain't got no home button.
Nope.
That's what I don't understand, is when the tech companies advance stuff to do something not as cool as what it used to do.
Yeah.
Is that just an iPhone thing, Riggins, or is that all phones?
No, they all kind of do that.
Thinking it's too hip. Yeah.
And they end up just making shitty, adding another step to do something very simple.
Yeah, because they're brilliant, but they are nerds. And so they think that because of, you know, superhero movies and all these futuristic sci-fi things and all that, I can just see them in the idea department going, wouldn't it be cool if the phone opened because of face recognition?
Yeah.
Like it does in the movies. And then that's where that comes from. You know, the home button is so lame now. How about an eye scan?
It's some nerd shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nerd shit can be kind of cool sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But then other times they just don't, they get too caught up in it. And they don't realize they're making their products less desirable.
But now, isn't it better? Because all you got to do is hold the phone up to your face and it.
Oh, I don't do that shit. I don't do that face recognition.
Who knows who's
thing.
Watching on the other side?
And it's just, but it's so much easier just to put your thumb on it, though. To me. Put your thumb on it. Boom. Like that. Yeah, swipe up. Put a 10-digit code in it now.
And then like 2 weeks later, they brought another one with a home button?
Yeah, Rob loved that. After I went and bought this shit.
I didn't love it.
No, but you loved telling me about it.
Oh, I did.
You know, you just went and spent $10,000 on a new phone. Now they got the one that does what you were looking for it to do, and it's $5.
Guess what?
Look. Damn.
Yeah, I did do that.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I had to take my son out of college for that semester because we couldn't afford his tuition because I had to buy a new phone.
Hell yeah. He went from like a 7 to a 13.
That's
a
huge. That's exactly what, yeah.
It's a whole new world opening up 13. Right there.
Doubled up.
Yeah.
Craziness. But
what's the time span?
I like it.
How long was that between the 7 and the 13? So you had that phone 5 years?
Yeah, it was. I got it in the 2010s.
Okay.
Some point, yeah.
2016.
Yeah, 2016. Yep,
that's when it came out.
Okay. So you had it 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, five and almost six.
Yeah. Now you can film a movie like it's an IMAX.
Man.
Shut the hell up.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.